For the first time since 2019, racing fans will flock to Galway for next week's Galway Festival. We have a fair idea about the runners and riders for most of the feature races, which look ultra-competitive, and will be large crowds for each day, and it's estimated that in excess of 100,000 spectators will be at Ballybrit next week. For Michael Maloney, next week is massive for the racecourse and the city. Having had no spectators there in 2020 and a limited number in 2021, he is eagerly looking forward to a full house next week and a carnival atmosphere for the highlight of the Summer Racing Festival.
Yeah, certainly, really looking forward to this year. Obviously it's been a very strange 2 years, but this year the focus really is on the festival, on the participants, the horses, and as you say, on the people as well. I think so much has changed over the last 2 years, and we're really focused on that in terms of how to put on an event that will be bigger and better than ever before. You know, we've a huge prize money this year. You know, we've some fantastic feature races as normal. The Tote Galway Plate, the Guinness Galway Hurdle, and you know, right throughout the week we have great prize money. We have a minimum value of prize fund for every race at the Galway Festival of €17,000. You know, so that's huge for people that are targeting Galway or want to have a winner in front of a big crowd.
The Guinness Galway Hurdle has been a very happy hunting ground for Paul Nolan, who believes he's a genuine contender this year in the shape of HMS Seahorse. The four-year-old gets the four-year-old allowance he needs look to get into the race, but he was hugely impressive when he won in the flat at the Curragh just a few weeks ago.
He was a consistent horse on the flat for Aidan O'Brien, being placed in all of four of his five starts. We picked him up from John Halley in Newmarket. He was consistent over hurdles, fourth in the Boodles after being pushed out very wide after a false start, hit the last and still wasn't beaten that far fourth in what looked a competitive contest. We entered him in the Galway Hurdle, didn't think he would be getting into it. In other years, he wouldn't get into it. But this year, he does get into it. It's probably a smallish entry with 36. He looks to be getting in off bottom weight at the moment, which would leave it very hard not to run him in it.
Galway has also proved to be a very lucky venue for champion jockey Paul Townend. It was back in 2008 that he first won the Guinness Galway Hurdle on Indian Pace, and that victory proved to be a springboard to go on and win so many big races for trainer Willie Mullins.
My career probably took the biggest step of it at the start in Galway, winning the Galway Hurdle many moons ago for John Kiley. I suppose I put my name out there to win a Galway Hurdle that time, and it really got my career going. So that's the kind of meeting Galway is. A youngster can go there and ride a big winner on TV. Everyone's watching it, you know. No, he was a fancied ride, and it was a brave call from John and the owners to stick me up. But I'd actually won on him twice in the flat before that. I'd rode out my £10 claim in him, I think it was in Nace. So I was familiar with the horse, but it was a huge springboard for me.
Gavin Cromwell has over 120 stables now at his base in County Meath, and he brings a strong team for the two feature races next week, which will include Gabby Anacco, who'll carry 11 stone 7 in the Tote Galway Plate. Cromwell says that he'd love to win one of the big races at the Galway Festival.
The few horses that will go for the bigger races, I had a little bit of a break after the national hunt season. You know, they had a sharp break and they're back in, and obviously getting them ready for Galway. So, you know, the likes of the got a few couple of Galway Plate horses and the better ones. Look at this massive prize money. It's a great week. It's a very popular week on the calendar, and we want to be part of it. I'd love to win one of the big ones. Been banging on the door in a couple of the big flat races, but haven't managed to win one of the big pots.
Gordon Elliott is likely to have live contenders in both the Galway Hurdle and the Galway Plate. Jack Kennedy looks set to ride Hurricane George in the Plate, and Elliott looks set to run the likes of Felix DeGis and Party Central in Thursday's Guinness Galway Hurdle.
I suppose at the moment we're planning on running Top Bandit, Felix DeGis, Party Central, Amaverde. You know, with a 4-5 probably in the Hurdle and maybe the same in the Plate, but look, it's a great race and very competitive. We obviously haven't seen the weights yet. Looking forward to it. It's great prize money, and you have to take a chance, you know. It's always nice to have runners in a few of the bigger races. You know, it's something we probably don't always be as strong as we'd like to be in Galway. A lot of the horses are on their holidays, but we definitely have a few runners.
And if there was one horse heading to Galway in the Hurdle or the Plate that you think could run a big race, could you isolate them?
I suppose, look at Hurricane George, looks like she's coming underneath the radar. She should be a nice weight in her back in the Plate. She might have a chance.